From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Late next month, President Bush will deliver his first State of the Union address to Congress. He'll lay out his agenda for the upcoming year, an agenda that is expected to put heavy emphasis on homeland security. NPR's Peter Overby has a report.
President Bush and Congress quickly enacted emergency appropriations this fall. Now they're looking ahead to the next budget and what it will take to combat terrorism within the United States. The budget number that's being talked about in the Bush administration is $40 billion for Homeland Security. That would be a 60% jump over this year. The administration won't confirm that number. Nobody wants to go on the record upstaging the president's announcement. At the White House Office of Homeland Security, headed by Tom Ridge, spokeswoman Susan Neely will only say that Ridge is anticipating a hefty increase.
Homeland Security needs will and are a big priority in the president's budget for the next fiscal year, and a substantial down payment will be made on addressing those needs.
Much of the new money will be targeted for first responders, the police officers, firefighters, and emergency workers who, as has been said many times now, run toward danger when other people are running away. Other dollars will be earmarked for rebuilding the nation's public health programs to combat bioterrorism. Javier Gonzalez is a commissioner in Santa Fe County, New Mexico. He's also president of the National Association of Counties. He says plenty of local agencies need more equipment and training, so the money shouldn't be siphoned off at the federal or state level.
Americans don't think about what role a governor or any others are necessarily going to play in the protection of their communities. They're thinking about, are there enough police officers? Are there enough firemen? Do they have enough medical supplies to care for our needs? There's a number of issues at the forefront of Americans' minds, and I assure you, it's all focused at the local level.
Gonzalez and other county officials are lobbying for block grants, checks written directly to local governments. But the Bush administration doesn't see it that way. Homeland Security spokeswoman Susan Neely describes a flow of dollars down through the levels of government.
It's a national strategy, not a federal strategy. So that means there has to be close coordination between the federal government, the state governments, and the local governments. So there will be federal standards and guidelines put in place for some of these areas of priority. But the governors and mayors and other local officials will be able to determine how to meet those federal guidelines according to their own local situation.
On Capitol Hill, if there's any argument over security spending, it seems likely to come from lawmakers who want to spend more, not less. Democrats were pushing a $15 billion security bill just before Congress adjourned. The administration opposed it, and congressional Republicans blocked it. Senate Budget Committee Chairman Kent Conrad, a North Dakota Democrat, calls this ironic.
Because 10 days ago, the president said that $15 billion of additional funding for Homeland Security was a budget buster. Now he says it's what's needed.
Conrad says there seems to be a consensus.
I think everybody knew that was about what was needed to counter bioterrorism, to strengthen security at airports, at ports, and at our nuclear facilities, to enhance the role of local law enforcement and health authorities. So $15 billion, I think, is about what most people anticipated the need would be.
That leaves the most important question. Will another $15 billion make U.S. homeland defense as effective as the military offensive seems to have been? Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.